This is Rage Quit Refit with Rich Morrow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Rage Quit Refit, where we deconstruct your list and offer you some constructive criticism on it. And I'm your host, Rich, and today I'm joined by
Mike,
Coop,
and yeah. All right, so guys, you've both seen the list, so we're going to talk about it. We're doing this one out of order. We should be doing Steve McCullough's Trolls, which will be next, I promise. But Liam specifically requested that we do his for this weekend.
Yeah, he's taking this to GigaCon, and he has put a whole lot of faith in us because he has sent us this list with the intent of this being his third list at GigaCon.
Well, Liam, you fucked. So I'm just going to go over the list first. So the list has sent is Drake McBain, Galleon, Roshan Bryan, Rongan Snapjaw, two max units of Press Gangers, Hawk, Grogspar, Dox Killingsworth, and Madeline Corbeau.
I looked over this list when you sent it to me, Rich, and the first thing that went through my mind was, yeah, play that.
Yeah, it's a really... So that's the thing. It sucks that this is our first episode of Rage Quit Refit, because there's not a lot of...
Refit to do.
Yeah, it's a really good list out of the box.
It is. Looking at the list... I mean, Drake McBain is not one of the most played Merc casters. I've got him sitting at the house. He's really cool. But he is really, really good in scenario play at protecting solos.
Right.
And so taking him with a pirate package is borderline brilliant.
Yeah, it's smart. So you have a turn where those solos are not going to die, which is huge for the gameplay.
Does his feat also go and protect those Warcasters?
It doesn't work on Warcasters. His feat, and I hope I'm not screwing this up, being that I play with Drake, it's up to his focus, and I think it's up to his focus plus a certain amount.
It's focus plus...
like focus plus
four or something. Three or four.
It'd be a total of 10.
I can pull it up on War Room.
Sure, so War Room to the rescue. But those models basically get auto-tough. So something like they'll get knocked down and they'll heal 1 point. So... Grievous Wound still gets around it. Mortality still screws it.
Silence of Death.
Silence of Death still gets around it. But still, the ability to have those key solos be that well protected is crucial because of the solos in this list, Rorsch, Wrong Eye, Hawk, Grogspar, Killingsworth, Corbeau, the only two of those with survivability built in, aside from transfers on the lesser Warlocks, are Corbeau and First Mate Hawk, because they both have Sucker, and the list running two max Press Gang units, you're going to Sucker it off to a Press Ganger who's already got 4+ tough, no knockdown, because of the Pirate Package.
The feat is number of focus on him plus 5.
Okay, so up to 11 if you pop it on a full boat.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess we should also go over his spell list. So,
sure.
Countermeasure, which is a cost 2, range 6, upkeep spell. While within 5 inches of target-friendly model unit, enemy models cannot make range attacks.
Works really good with jamming Press Gangers.
Yeah. Energizer, which isn't really important for this list.
It's a dead spell.
It's a dead spell, but we're going to read it anyway.
Sure.
Cost between 1 to 3 focus. You spend up to 3 focus points to cast Energizer. Model in his battle group that are in his control area can immediately advance up to 1 inch for each focus point spent. You can only cast it once per turn. Failsafe, which is a huge player in this list, is a cost 3, range 6, upkeepable spell. Target-friendly Warjack gains plus 2 armor and does not suffer the effects of crippled systems.
Now, to translate that into English for some people out there, that means that as of this moment... Drake McBain is now 5 focus caster because you will put that on the guy on turn 1 and leave it.
Yep. Fortune, which is a cost 2, range 6, upkeepable. Target-friendly faction model unit can reroll its missed attack rolls. Each attack roll can be rerolled only once as a result of Fortune. And one of the things I suggest fixing, that spell goes amazing with. Just okay. Throwing it out there. And finally, Jackhammer. A cost 1, range 6. Target model in his battle group immediately makes 1 normal melee attack.
That is stupid with a Galleon. That's why I love playing Galleon with McBain. Because you'll reel something in, and then you'll just use the rest of your focus to jackhammer whatever it was to death.
Yes. All right, so, looking back at the list...
I feel bad just looking at this list.
Yeah, it's a good list. McBain's solid. I like the battle group being just Galleon. I think, you know, he has enough focus to really run either two heavies or a colossal, not both. And I think Galleon fits really well with him.
I think Galleon is a terrific fit with him. I end up making one change to the battle group as a potential change to the list. And the one change I make would not mess with his focus at all, because the one change I make to his battle group is literally there to protect Galleon.
The Vanguard, right?
Yeah. Which we'll get to after, I guess, we analyze the list itself.
Right. So, Rorsch and Bronn, I'm assuming they're here because they're a very mobile heavy hitter.
Oh, yeah. It's the Ninja Pig.
Ninja Pig.
Yeah.
Mental note to self, rename penis Ninja Pig. Disappear! Reappear! I can't stop thinking about it. All right. Wrong Eye Snapjaw. Here we have another heavy hitter who's very good at getting up the board because of the Animus Submerge on Wrong Eye, or on Snapjaw, so they can't be targeted by Ranger Magic attacks while under the effects of Submerge. So that's really good at just getting them up the board, and Wrong Eye will ruin your shit if he gets to you.
Right.
That's Snapjaw. I get them confused.
Yeah, Snapjaw's the heavy.
Yeah. The Press Gangers are there to jam and to add some model count to the army, I assume. They will also do a lot of killing with the pirate package.
You've got, and they're going to be, Killingsworth is there, and Grogsbar are there for the obvious 4+ tough,
no knockdown.
Yeah, which they have
adds more
tough
to the extreme survivability of this list.
More importantly, it means that key solos like Lord Rockbottom don't have to be here.
Right.
Solos like the Piper don't have to be here.
Right.
The unit's already got tough.
Free for other lists if you need them. And then Madeline Corbeau, I assume, is there to get janky moves on Hulk and maybe Rorsch or Wrong Eye or even McBain.
Right.
And also, yeah, that's all I got. That's the only reason I can think of Madeline Corbeau to be
there. That's actually what I was really curious about what she is really doing in the list. Because are they even really worth the janky movement? I mean, they're going to be walking behind the Press Gangers. What's the extra 3 inches going to do for them?
Well, Hulk has acrobatics.
Yeah, okay.
And speed 7. So she's a 7, 8, 9. She's a 10-inch threat. And you do that 13, and she's got two attacks at mat 7 or 8,
yeah.
Weapon Master. I've seen Chris kill plenty of casters with her. Like, she's a threat if she gets there.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's why she's there. But she is something that could be potentially dropped from this list to make
Corbeau,
it better.
Yeah. Possibly, yeah.
So now that we've went over the list, I'm going to go ahead and give my thoughts on it.
Sure.
The only thing I would really change about this list is I would drop Rorsch and Bronn, because you have the Galleon and you have the Wrong Guy. You don't necessarily need three big heavy hitters. And you've got plenty of Press Gangers. They have a gang. Plus, with Hulk's bonus, they can deal with at least, you know, mid-range to high armor.
Right.
They'll need some, you know, skew on their side for the high armor, but they can still pump out some damage is the point. So, in my version, we drop Rorsch and Bronn.
Sure.
And now that I think about it, we drop Madeline Corbeau. That gives us 11 points, right?
Yes.
So the first thing I suggest, one thing I've seen played and I really like with Drake McBain, and she may be in one of Liam's other lists.
Yeah, we don't know the other two lists he's taking.
Right. But I really like Alexia 1, and if that's not an option, Alexia 2, because she benefits from the feet greatly. And
yeah.
Fortune on her is nuts, because then you don't really need to spend Risen to boost. You've got to reroll.
And the key part would be, that would be on Fortune is nuts on her. One.
Yes, on one.
On Prime Alexia.
Well, it's also not bad on two, because if two has a few souls, she turns into a caster, she has Mage Killer, she boosts the hit, and then on top of that she has a reroll, she's probably going to hit you on a Cav Charge, and the damage is going to be pretty sweet. His Fortune is just hits, right? I already closed War Room.
I'm actually pulling War Room up myself, because I have his less saved here. What else do you throw in, because there's points?
All right, so if we do Alexia 1, it's 5 points.
Sure.
I really like... I'm actually going to disagree with something you said, although I don't think your idea is bad. I like an Ogryn Boker for Shield Guard on the Galleon.
Right.
All right, so we're at 8.
Right.
We've got 3 left. Mm-hmm. I actually, dropping Madeline Corbeau 2, I'm going to agree with you and say the Bull Snapper for Spiny Growth on the Galleon.
That was something that we talked about. When I saw Wrong Eye and Snapjaw on the list, the first thing that went to my mind is, why is there not a Bull Snapper in here?
Well,
just for Spiny Growth.
I guess it depends on how he's planning on playing. If Galleon's going to be more in the backfield,
mm-hmm.
which he probably should be for at least the first half of the game,
mm-hmm.
then... you're also basically saying Wrong Guy needs to stay in the backfield, too, if you have a Bull Snapper. If he doesn't have the Bull Snapper, he's free to advance, go kill what he needs to kill, and I don't think that's a bad idea. So if you don't play the Bull Snapper, what do you play? And I really like... I don't know if Dougal's in another list. I'm assuming he is.
Yeah, that was something else I thought about, was Dougal McNeil.
At Dougal and a Goblin Tinker.
Yeah, Goblin Tinker made my list to keep the Galleon up and going.
Yeah.
The big thing that I looked at when I looked at the list was I dropped Rorsch and Bronn... pretty quickly. Madeline Corbeau, I didn't drop her in part because I've never had a chance to sit down and play with her. The simple fact that she can give some extra range to something, in this instance to Hawk, looked intriguing.
Or even a press ganger.
Yeah, or even a press ganger if it comes to it, because press gangers, if Hulk is nearby, I believe Hulk's inspiration works on them as well.
Yes.
So, yes, I mean, it looked interesting. I dropped Rorschach Brine. That gets you 9 points. I have a Vanguard only because I want the Shield Guard for, and specifically, it's there to protect Galleon from, like, pistol wraith shenanigans. There's any number of range attacks that will hurt a Colossal. Shield Guard will help keep that from happening. It's also nice to have near the caster, same sort of situation. But I took the Vanguard simply because it can take more abuse than a Boker. But I had that Bull Snapper and a Goblin Tanker. My concession was that, because I thought about it myself, if McNeil's not in another list, he should be in this one. That's when I would make Vanguard the Boker.
Yes. Well, the thing about Boker, too, is so Drake doesn't have the extra focus to really run a Galleon and the Vanguard. And if you get to a point where you need that Shield Guard to do some work, the Boker can do really good work if it's, you know, close to its client.
But I'm not sure that it actually has to do that much work. It's got a range 8 gun with assault. At most, you're going to give him 1, maybe 2 focus. Because he's going to be tied to the Galleon anyway. He's going to be 2 inches away from it all the time.
Right.
So he's not going to be up and terribly active. I've watched Liam play, as have you, on numerous occasions. This reeks to me of being a very jammy scenario list.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it feels like. If you've got 20 tough dudes that are all 4-plus tough, no knockdown, it's so well-suited for the jam. The only thing, if I dropped Corbeau, and again, we don't know Liam's other two lists. If I dropped Corbeau, I'd put Saxon Oryk in. Just to have Pathfinder on the press.
Yeah, Saxon Oryk is a model that I'm willing to bet is in one of the other two lists, has just the Piper.
Right, but if it's not.
Yeah,
if it's not one of those two, I could see going in here. I'd rather it be Saxon Oryk, because then I'm not giving up the tough in another list.
No, I agree.
So, but I would love to have some sort of Pathfinder in here just for that purpose.
And you mentioned it's a defensive scenario list, but while there's a Galleon on the table, there is always assassination possibility.
Oh, absolutely.
You cannot leave your caster in the wrong position, because Galleon will kill it.
Oh, yeah.
He will shoot it. He will fish it in. He will beat it in face with
and
hammer.
And get jackhammered, yeah.
Jackhammered.
And truthfully, as I think about it, he doesn't actually have to get your caster that far. Even if the lane would be clogged by something, if it would stop you, in reality, he just has to get you close enough to Hawk.
Yeah.
I mean, you can use that drag with a whole lot of utility. It can get, if it's just get you close enough to Hawk, or even if it's one of the Alexias instead, get it close enough to Alexia.
Yeah.
And let her close the
show. And I think that's another reason Alexia fits the list really well. Alexia won with Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Being able
five
to...
5 points, right?
5 points.
Okay.
You get her and you get 9 Risen to start with. She can have up to 20, and she can spend them kind of like focus to buy attacks, boost attacks. You put Fortune on her, so unless you're hitting... What is she? She's mat 6. So... With a reroll, if you need to roll 8, you're pretty good with a reroll. So up to defense of 15, you don't really need to boost. So she can kill pretty much anything on the table that's not a caster with just Fortune up.
And with even casters, defensively, you're in that rarefied era of like the Canes and Haleys that are and Kaias that have that 16, 17, and higher defense that you're actually worried about at that point.
Right, and I mean, if you can use a Galleon to drag their caster into a position where Alexia, especially if she has any number of Risen, which she's going to get from press gangers dying, like Alexia one just fits. Like, I would play that in this list.
Yeah, that actually does make a whole hell of a lot of sense. Maybe we should look and see what, like, kind of the essentials are and see if we can't agree on a definitive version of the list that we would all like. So, obviously, you have Drake and you have Galleon.
Right.
Okay. I would concede that since all you're really worried about, at least in my head, is something like Pistol Wraith, because he's going to take this to a big tournament. It's a War Machine Weekend qualifier. Cricks will be in the room. So, if that's the big thing, then the Boker is more than sufficient. So we would have a Boker in the list at some point.
Does the Boker get protected by his feet as well?
The Boker is a solo.
Okay.
So that's actually another point in its favor I didn't even think about.
Also, is Spiny Growth just for a friendly faction, or can Spiny Growth get thrown on both of the heavies and on Galleon if necessary.
It will be friendly faction because yeah, it's
everything would be a mercenary in this list.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's even if it is friendly faction, they're all mercs.
So if he were to go and free up 3 points, he could go and be able to throw Spiny Growth on the heavies who are most likely going to suicide to their deaths and possibly not suicide in the process.
Yeah. You've absolutely Spiny Growth wrong eye. Yeah. Or Snapjaw. I did it again.
I mean, you or Brian.
Yeah.
Brian would go up to 19 armor too, I think, or something.
You got Grogspar. You got Killingsworth. Those have to be there.
Right.
Because we got the pirates. Hawk is one of those pieces that, to me, whenever Chris plays First Mate Hawk, it's like on high on the list of crap to kill because I know it can get to my caster, and even if it's a 2-point distraction, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
I have never been afraid of Hawk at any point in time, but that's because I play Hordes, and, you know, him getting, you know, 1 or 2 attacks on my caster is just not a big threat to me.
Right, if you got transfers.
Oh, yeah, if you got a ton of transfers. I've never really sweated it. Because I killed the bitch early.
Right.
Well, in order to kill her, you most likely wouldn't have killed all the pirates around her first.
Yes, that still happened. They need to die, too.
Because she has Sucker for them.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Corbeau, is that something that's a...
Corbeau is not a necessity to this list.
Nah, in fact, the list could easily just get screwed over by terrain pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm actually...
The lack of Pathfinder concerns me in that regard.
Liam could probably sit down and say, this is why I put Madeline in the list to me.
Right.
But without him doing that, no, I don't see what she's doing in this list.
The other thing is, Madeline seems like it would work really cool in concert with the Ninja Pig.
Or with the Boker.
Or even with Boker at that point, because it's a warrior model. But again, the Boker is going to be 2 inches away from Galleon. It's a 3-point shield guard. That's why it's there.
Yeah.
So, Wrong Eye, Snapjaw, we can probably agree that the Bull Snapper should be in here for Spiny Growth.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
The
only things looking at the list that we can really afford to drop are Rorschach and Brian and Madeline Corbeau.
Right.
Like, everything else feels like it has a place in this list. So what are the things we need? We need to get Pathfinder in this list.
Right.
We need to get Alexia 1 in this list.
Which right now we're sitting right at 5 points.
All right, so we have exactly 5 points?
We have exactly 5 points.
That's with a Boker and a Bull Snapper?
Right.
So we put Alexi in. We're flush. We need to find 2 points for Saxon Auric.
At that point, the...
Well, the Bull Snapper isn't really necessary, especially if you drop Rorschach and Brian.
Right. And I would much rather have a model to repair Galleon, because with Failsafe, it's only out if you kill it.
Fair.
It's only out if you kill it.
Fair.
And it was sitting in the backfield, like, you're hell just rushing a heavy back there. And unless you're Scorn or Legion, you're probably not doing that.
Fair.
So the Spiny Growth is going to come into play with melee, and it's probably going to be warrior models in the backfield. Let's be honest.
Sure.
Okay, so
we don't
need a Bull Snapper. That's also, remember, constricting Wrong Eye to stay in the backfield as well. Wrong Eye wants to be up dealing with heavies, ideally.
Yeah, but if he's up there dealing with heavies, then he would want the Bull Snapper for the +2 armor from Spiny Growth.
Let me ask this question.
Or else he just dies on the backswing, you know, like a chomp.
Is there something better to have in this list for 9 points than Wrong Eye and Snapjaw, then?
I don't think Wrong Eye and Snapjaw really brings enough killing power.
Is this better suited being maybe a solo Jack Marshall and another heavy?
Like, you could do Dirty Meg and a Freebooter that is 8 points, that frees up a point, that gives you another mechanic and a Freebooter who is not bad Jack Marshall.
That sounds even less killing than Wrong Eye and Snapjaw.
Not if you knock him down first.
Yeah, because it's got trash.
Yeah.
It's you're getting there and you're using that pseudo focus.
I mean, but doesn't Snapjaw have a wrestle and he can just go and take him down to the ground?
No, you're thinking of the Lucha Libre wrestler.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Black Hyde wrestler. So we want Alexia in here.
So yeah, definitely want Alexia. What about a Nomad? Just marshaling a Nomad. It's cheap.
I actually love a Nomad.
Is that the one with the gun?
That's Rover.
The Final Fantasy VII sword. And the buckler.
Oh, okay.
It's
a power 18 sword.
It's arguably the best 6-point heavy in the game. So
it's just a focus hog. But if you're Jack Marshalling it, whatever.
Or even Jack. I mean, you can go and Jack hammer it just as well. I mean,
well, not if you're marshaling it.
Yeah, because it's battle group.
Not, correct. I understand. But.
if something went awry and it ended up in a position where Drake could get to it and Dirty Meg was dead and you took it over, yeah, I can. It's an option late game, I suppose.
All right, well, let's just step back a square here, because he has the press gangers, which are really good against other infantry. I mean, especially other single wound infantry.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I don't think...
I think I like Alexei. I like the Boker idea. I like the Pathfinder idea.
Let me...
We don't have a way to fury the Boker, so the Boker is only ever going to be a POW 12. Yes, it can boost, but will it ever be able to outpace what one of those heavies will do, either Snapjaw or Brine?
I just actually pulled it up. So the difference is Snapjaw is a Mat 6 with a POW Strength 17 non-reach weapon and a POW Strength 14 reach weapon. Then we pull up Brine. And granted, I'm not looking at the locks himself, just the damage output of the heavies.
Sure.
He has three initials, but they're 15 and two 14s. So Snapjaw has the higher numbers, but less attacks.
But he has one less attack, but the POW 17 is going to put out a lot more damage against heavies.
It's also important to note that Brian has pain response, so he can charge or make power attacks without being forced if he has damage on him. Easy enough to do with a shot from the other pig, the guy running him.
Yeah.
Put a little POW 11 in him. And then...
What factions does Ninja Pig work for?
Signar, Cador, Protectorate, and Krix.
Okay, I asked that for a reason, because if that went into the list instead of Rongan and Snapjaw, then that opens this list up to be Highborn, and then suddenly opens you up to a few different other models. Because as it sits right now, we're a 4-star list, which means our ally models are all Kayazis,
mm-hmm.
which certainly don't suck.
No.
If it became...
They're a hilarious countermeasure target, because they have stealth.
Oh, absolutely. They're a tremendous countermeasure target.
They're also an expensive unit, which is not what... I don't think Liam's trying to do with this list.
No, it doesn't even look remotely like it. If you dropped Rongan and Snapjaw and you went with Ninja Pig, then... Or if you just dropped them both entirely, then at that point, it opened you up. I don't see precursors having a place in this list, but I could see gun mages.
Well, they are one-turn weapon masters, which will go and supplement your damage output against heavies.
Well, as long as the press gangers are within range of Hulk, they're all weapon masters.
They're all
too,
weapon
effectively.
Masters.
Correct.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be opposed to having gun mages just to have some sort of really good range attack.
That's
boost.
8 points. That's
depends on whether or not you want the dude. I've played them without it. But I would much rather play them with it in a list that has no other way to see stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine playing without the dude.
But
I'm no Mike Brown Signar player, so I don't know.
You're a Constance Blaze Signar player.
I mean, we were looking to drop Madeline Corbeau anyway, so don't we have the points to spare?
Well, as I'm sitting here looking at our list at the moment, we are 3 points off right now from being full up. We still have Rongan and Snapjaw on the list at the moment.
And that's with the gun mages?
No, that's without the gun mages.
Well, what all did we go and put in to replace Rorschach and
Madeline
Corbeau?
We got Alexia.
Yeah, because Alexia with Fortune and the Galleon to pull stuff into her is still really good.
Yeah.
But you still have 20 dudes who are going to die at some point, and you also, with Alexia 1, you also get corpses from enemy models and friendly models.
Yeah.
Alexia 2 is only enemy models.
Yes. I mean, you still have, with the two full units of press gangers, it's still 2 4-plus tough, no knockdown, weapon mastered.
Also, until Alexia wants to dedicate, she can just, once a turn, go, I'll pop a Risen, make a Mat 6, POW Strength 10, weapon master.
Here's a Thrall Warrior. Do we have to have Rongan Snapjaw, do you think?
I like the second heavy hitter, because once again, I don't think Galleon's going to be way up there. And
right.
You're not always, because you do have a lot of models in the way, sometimes you're going to be clogging your own lane to pull something in.
Well, if we were just short 3 points, then you could just go and throw in the bull snapper, and then you can just go and fling Snapjaw into whatever you want, like a missile.
I don't disagree with Rich, though, that there. I think the list is better served with a repair bot as opposed to a bull snapper.
Damage prevented is better than damage repaired.
But you're getting both. And on average, I think you're probably going to get more out of having the Tinker in there for 1 point and find a use for that extra 2 points.
Like
Saxon Auric to get Pathfinder.
Well, the other perk of the Bull Snapper is that after Snapjaw dies, you still have a means to go and put Fury on that
on Wrong Eye.
On Wrong Eye. so that he can still go and cast and boost his nuke, which isn't terrible.
No, it's not. Although I would suspect that they're probably going to kill Bull Snapper just as quick.
I mean, Bull Snapper is going to be 6 inches behind Wrong Eye. So.
Wrong Eye also gives him some play against Hordes, which is big, because if he casts Voodoo on a heavy and they lose an aspect for a round, that's huge. Yeah, that not being able to boost with or buy more attacks with a Bronze Bag is huge, or boost with an Angel is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So I like Wrong Eye and Snapjaw on the list for sure.
Okay. So the question then is the 3 points Bull Snapper, or is the 3 points Saxon Org and a Tinker?
Well, let's see. So let's look at average terrain on a tournament board in an event that you and Brian aren't running. There's probably going to be 5 to 6 pieces.
Sure.
One or two of them are probably going to be woods.
Probably.
There may or may not be a water feature. There will probably be a linear obstacle of some sort. There'll
right.
probably be something impassable.
Right.
How important is Pathfinder on a standard four? It's pretty important.
Right.
But is it so important that we don't take more defenses for this defensive scenario list? That's the question.
Well, the other perk about Pathfinder, though, is that this is a scenario list. You have to be able to get into and position well in the scenario.
Also true.
I mean, that's what I'm looking at here. Is I'm not certain the amount of overall killing power that this guy, that it, like the Bull Snapper by itself, is going to add to the table, because the Bull Snapper is there as preventative maintenance, spiny growth on.
Also, I'm going to just throw this out there. In case you are playing against a troll list or one of the few Scorn lists that has inhospitable ground, your press gangers may just never get there.
That's true. So yeah.
So I think Saxon Oric, and I would leave the spot open. Saxon Orc or Piper, whichever one's not being taken up in the other two lists.
Liam, you put one of those two in your list.
Yeah.
And then whatever else goes to Specialist, if they have that. I'm sure they don't, because I know a lot of tournaments don't use it. But.
Right. I actually think that would be very fair.
It's also important to note, you're paying 3 points. Now, you are getting a 3 Fury War Beast and the Bull Snapper, but it is an Armor 14 model with 14 hit points. Like, Gun Mages can just shoot it off the table.
Oh, yeah, it dies to a Stiff Breeze, but if they're in range of that, then they're in range of... then they're in the back arcs of your press gangers.
I mean, that's true. That's true. It's also on a bigger base. It can be shot over. It's like Gun Mages can snipe and have a 14-inch range after a 6-inch move.
Yeah, but are they going to be shooting at that when they can go and just shoot at all of the Warcasters or all of the...
Well, the Warcasters are going to be as close as the Bull Snapper is.
I mean...
They're going to be shooting at... It's not going to be Gun Mages shooting at them. It's going to be, like, Defenders and Hunters and other stuff that's got the one really high-value one gun.
Oh.
But, no, I get your point.
You guys seem to play with your Bull Snappers a lot more offensively than I do. I mean, I go and use my Bull Snapper the same way as I would go and use a Shredder, which is 6 inches behind my Warcaster.
No, my bull snapper is 6 inches behind Wrong Eye, who is about 2 inches behind the Galleon. That's where mine is.
That but. You should just in case go and put it 2.5 inches behind the Galleon, because strafe is a thing.
Yeah,
mine is in the chamber, ready to be torpedoed into whatever the hell.
Yeah.
I mean, you've played against my Bull Snappers. I play them defensively, too. I was just stating that for 3 points, it is a very squishy model.
It's like saying a Shredder is a very squishy 2-point model. I mean...
Well, right, but the thing is, if spiny growth is such an important detail that it's hindering your opponent, they'll find a way to kill the Bull Snapper.
And if they go and take that much time and effort, then it's actually worth your while. It's only a 3-point investment. If they go and use all of their ranged heavies for an entire turn to go and kill that, you're doing just fine.
No, I mean, I can see what you're saying. I just think Saxon Orc is better in this list.
I agree.
Then why the hell are we still arguing?
Next episode of Rage Quit Radio, The Merits of a Bull Snapper. Coop versus Rich.
But no, I think for this list, and I don't know if they have specialists, but the argument to me would be, I would argue that depending on board and such, Saxon Orc and the Tinker probably become the easy 3-point package to drop for the Bull Snapper at that point. You would have 10 points of specialists, which means hypothetically they would have 7 left over. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure what the hell else you drop out for 7 points, but...
Yeah, this room doesn't have a lot of play for dropping
stuff out. I mean, there's not much in the list that even... is worth 7 points. Everything is either way north or way south of that.
And, you know, truthfully, the other end of that would be I would also look at, if you're looking at specialists, I would have the bull snapper sitting in there, and the bull snapper would actually either sub out to one of those, or it would sub out to the boker if there's no guns to worry about. Because I would actually rather have the bull snapper for the armor buff at that point than I would shield guard.
Yeah, if there's no guns, then no the guns plus two about. Armor is definitely the way to go.
Yeah.
I agree. Your statements are valid.
So.
They were mics, actually.
Yeah. That makes sense. Me and you aren't going to have valid statements on the podcast.
I mean, I just got done playing with two mammoths, okay?
How'd that work out, by the way?
Quite well.
Okay.
Should have won the game he lost.
Should have lost the game on one, too.
Oh, did you beat that Calista list?
Yep.
Okay. But off subject. But anyway, I mean, yeah. I think... So let's... The final list.
Okay.
Hit it, Mike.
The final list. We have Drake McBain running Galleon. We have Bosun Grogspar, Doc Killingsworth, First Mate Hawk. We retain Wrong Eye and Snapjaw. We've got an Ogryn Boker, which one would assume is cliented to
McBain.
We would have a Goblin Tinker. We would have... we're going to have the Press Gangers, two full units. We're going to have Saxon Oryk or the Piper, whichever one is not occupied in other lists at the moment. Alexia and the Risen. And, of course, Alexia is going to eventually have Thrall Warriors with her. But that looks like the Rage Quit Refit version of the list.
And I like this version. I will stress again that the original version is a very good list.
Oh, it is. The original version left very little wiggle room, actually, to have it change.
Yeah.
So much of that original list is... It's something that Liam is incredibly good at, is he's very good at having a very well-thought-out list. So I was a little actually surprised to hear that he had sent you a list for the refit.
I think he just wanted to see how much of... assholes we were.
Oh. Well, he should know the answer to that, but at least we're, you know.
So, now we're going to refit this list in a different way. Drop the whole list, Liam. The list is garbage. What you're going to play instead is, let's see, let's go with Magnus 2. His battle group will be two Buccaneers. And you are going to play, just play Bad Seeds. Play the Bad Seeds list from NomeCon. It was great, man.
Yeah. Nice. No, seriously. I mean, other than our poor attempt at trolling. No, I think it's a solid list. I really do.
Yeah, it's good. And both versions of it are good too. Like.
Let me ask this question. Let's assume for half a second here, because we've given our version of the list. But let's assume for half a second that Saxon and the Piper are already taken up. What becomes that last 2 points?
You drop the mechanic, and just take the bull snapper.
Yeah, yep. you drop the tanker and just take a bull snapper.
Agreed.
So
Coop's helping.
Yay, Coop.
So, I know you said Steve-O's list was next on the block when we revisit.
It is.
So, are there any sneak previews? Do we know what we're walking into?
It has trolls in it.
Okay.
Does it have double warders?
No.
Not a fan.
It's not that kind of list. They can suffer damage from... Oh, okay, I will tell you this. It is an epic grim list.
Okay, that sounds like that could be.
So, does it have two bombers?
It did, until I got sent the revised version of it, which was after Dozer and Smig were released.
Who's Dozer and Smig?
Dozer and Smig is Gunbjorn's character beast,
uh-huh.
Which basically has a destroyer cannon mounted on it.
He's really good for 9 points.
So, it looks like a lot
is
of fun.
Is he better than a bomber?
Arguably?
We'll have to argue that next time, then.
Yes. That's all you're getting. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And until next time, this is Rich,
Mike,
Coop,
and we'll see you next time on the Rage Quit Refit.
You've been listening to Rage Quit Refit, a Rage Quit radio podcast. Would you like your list to appear on the refit? Send it in. You can email us at ragequitradiopodcast@gmail.com. Just put refit in the subject line. You can find out more about the refit and all the RQR podcasts by visiting us at ragequitradio.blogspot.com.